Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray.
Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. This week we'll continue our discussion with Martin Cove and his son Jesse Cove. And let's pick up where we just left off. We're having a great time here about talking Cobra Kai and life in general.
That's what I was going to say, Martin. Just a quick peek just for a moment. That has to be, in some ways, you know, we've talked to a lot of people that are in Star Trek, for example, the actors, and they kind of get branded, what have you. And it depends on your attitude. Like, the idea is you became, an iconic character and feature in pop culture here today. So that is, to me, the ultimate compliment that you were able to kind of do that. But it's also a little bit of a black cloud in some ways, is it not? But you've done such a great job with it and carried a beautiful career through and beyond this with Rambo and Wyatt Earp and so many other projects. But boy, that must be something when people recognize you for just the one character.
Well, I'm a firm believer that, you know, I've done starred in a bunch of movies that, you know, you wish you didn't do. And the big parts and the leads and all that. If you have five lines in a great movie, like a picture like Raiders of the Lost Ark, you have five lines, everybody remembers you, and you can move on and successfully command a variety of other things. You can have the lead in a movie that goes nowhere, and no one ever offers you other parts. So I think it's a matter of, I think it's cultivating the bad guy and trying to have a good time with him, because, you know, the characters that play bad guys, Klaus Maria Brandauer in the Bond movie, you know, Anthony Hopkins playing Hannibal Lecter, these roles are so rich, and you can play with them and make them rich. And, you know, they're dark characters. But to me, you know, as Jesse says, we often talk about how to change things around with what's coming up in the, you know, the new writings and how to play with it to make it more interesting than just, you know, the John Kreese from the movies, which was quite one-dimensional. You know, and
right.
Jesse just finished. He just finished a movie. He was a villain, and he was terrific. And the great part is, you don't think of my son as handsome as he is. You don't think of him being a villain. But I think, you know, it's fantastic when you can just play the piano and play all the different keys, and not just stick with, you know, the bass keys on the far left. You know,
exactly. And it's important to realize that we're more well-rounded than just that one characteristic or one character. And along those lines, to me, and I'm just going to tie this in here, I'm going to throw this out there, this is kind of just fun, but to me, I'd love to see both of you work together on a Western, seeing that, well, Jesse, should I ask you first, I know Dad loves the Westerns. Did he impart that love to you, or is it something that is solely in his, you know, genre?
Oh, I love the Westerns, too. I mean, you know, some of my favorite movies are Westerns. You know, like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is one of my favorite films. You know, I mean, we take that seriously. Like, my dad and I, we go horseback riding in real life. I mean, every year we go on a special horseback riding trip in Wyoming that my dad brought me into. It's called the Hole in the Wall Gang. Did you talk about that already, Dad, or no?
No, I haven't. Tell him.
Oh, yeah. So it's called the Hole in the Wall Gang, and, you know, it's where the, you know, the real life Butch and Sundance Kid used to actually hide out. And, you know, it's my dad and about, you know, 45 other members. You know, you have to be like a member, actually. And we basically go on horseback for about 5 days. You know, there's a campfire, and there's, you know, we have chefs there, and, you know, we're sitting around the campfire and singing, and then throughout the day we're riding for like 6 to 8 hours a day. And you know, so this is something that's very dear to our hearts that we, you know, we definitely take seriously. We want to bring that kind of realism to the cinema, you know?
Yes, and, you know, the cowboy, you know, they're still trying to look for brand new ways instead of kind of going back to reestablishing the foundation of the Western in some ways to me. Like the, you know, this Tom Hanks movie, which is terrific, I think, News of the World, is a Western, but it's kind of not a Western. And I don't know if you've seen it, but it's kind of helping to try to bring this back. I would suggest that a movie starring Jesse and Martin Cove as a remake of John Wayne's The Cowboys would be, to me, an amazing production. And I'm sure you're familiar, or maybe you're not, with that movie. I don't know. And I hear that they're rumbling about redoing it. I don't know. But what do you think of my tongue-in-cheek but kind of serious suggestion, Jesse?
Well, I mean, whoever writes it, they would be honored to have my dad, because he is literally a Western cinema wizard. He knows more about probably Westerns and Western film and Western cinema than probably most people on the planet. I'm not even kidding.
And Martin,
what we're trying to do, this in the works now, is create a story. And not have it be, because the big thing is you can't go back to Red River. You can't go back to Searchers. Kids won't entertain it. Kids just won't tolerate it. They're way too sophisticated as audience members. So you got to really find a twist. And, you know, Clint said it years ago, Golden Boot thing, someone will bring back the Western, but it's going to have to be with a new twist. It was at a big Western foundation function. But the thing is that we're working on something where Jesse and I could be either brothers, Jesse and I could be father, son, but you can't have the stereotype. Well, the kid loves his father, and his father is a kind of a lame, and then all of a sudden picks up his guns, and all of a sudden it's Shane, you know?
Right.
You've seen that. It's not going to work anymore. You've got to find a new angle. And that's what he and I are trying to do. We've got a couple of writers working on that for us. And I've got a couple of renowned writers working to find that angle. Where a father and son or a brother and older brother, younger brother, where they could thrive in the West, and you could have that scenario of one of them picks up his guns again after being whatever, a priest, whatever.
Right.
You know? And I think that's a great way to bring the Western back, because it's character driven, and in the kind of press Jesse and I would do, you know, we just have a ball, you know.
Absolutely.
So Jesse is my best friend. Jesse is my best friend. I have more enjoyment with my son than I do any of my constituents anymore. They've all gotten too old and slow. So Jesse is, you know, Jesse is the best. And, you know, it's fun also that, you know, he's a good actor and that he loves what I love. So he's more of my best pal. And, you know, I'm 40 years older than him.
Yeah, very rewarding to hear as well, and encouraging that can be, because that's the other thing I see on television and movies. You don't see all that much the relationship between dad and son, mom and daughter, or families that are revered without some kind of, what would you say, bad tag to it. You know, there's not a lot of that father knows best per se kind of thing anymore on television. There is the Goldbergs, but even there, the relationship isn't wonderful between the parents and the kids, because they're just kind of having fun with it. So, first of all, in real life, it's great to hear that does happen. I think it happens more often than not. But also, personally, for the two of you, I think that's terrific. And I wonder, Jesse, if Dad has imparted any advice to you that he garnered, not only from his career, of course, which is spans decades, but his experience with, say, Kevin Costner and Stallone and other actors. Has he imparted any kind of, what would you say, something in common with all of these individuals that gives you some advice as to how to even develop your career, or even just life advice, something you could pass along to us?
Yeah, I think there's, well, I mean, in all of those, really. I mean, you know, obviously I've learned from my dad that, you know, one of the things I learned from him is, you know, not taking no for an answer and just being relentless in what you want in life and in business and creatively, you know, because, you know, this business is not easy, as you know, even in your world, too. So, you know, just really going for what you want and having faith that you can achieve what you want. That's something I've learned. And also, you know, creatively, I think there's a sense of, one of the hardest things I think actors can do is to just kind of be still and just, you know, be in those moments. And I think my dad is, you know, really captured that masterfully. You know, he's very calm. You know, when he's on camera, he doesn't, you know, in a world where we want everything in, you know, with instant gratification, he takes his time and he really, you know, just allows things to unfold slowly on camera, which to me is the most interesting to watch. And as an actor, I think it's the hardest to do is to just really take your time.
Interesting. That's a good point of view, especially when I'm on the radio fighting the clock all the time and I don't get a chance to take a breath. If you notice, my questions come out really quick because I want to spend the time hearing what you have to say. But taking time sometimes to pause, if you have the time to do so, it does have a huge effect.
Unfortunately, we'll have to take a break here, but we'll be back on Everything Old is New Again with Martin Cove, Jesse Cove, Cobra Kai.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Sweep the lick. You have a problem with that? No mercy. No mercy.
How about that? No mercy for anyone listening to Everything Old is New Again. We are back, better than ever, if you will, with Martin Cove, Jesse Cove, talking Cobra Kai, having a grand old time here. And it's just so much of a pleasure to have this father-son duo on the show and expressing really behind-the-scenes information. And it's just a great time here. Everything Old is New Again. If you're looking for old shows, feel free to go to oldnewagain@AOL.com. I should say that's our email, oldnewagain@AOL.com, or the website, everythingoldisnewagain.biz, everythingoldisnewagain.biz, and let's continue.
And along those lines, I'm going to pause for a moment and ask Angelica, do you have a question for Jesse Cove?
Yeah, hi. So what was your favorite project that you have worked on and why?
Probably my favorite project was a movie I did called On Wings of Eagles, and that was me and Joseph Fiennes and I, Ralph Fiennes' brother. He was in Shakespeare in Love. That was a movie I did in China for about 3 months. And that was another World War II movie, all about, you know, what happens to the people of China just before World War II. And I was put into this like prison camp and all this stuff. It was a huge, huge movie. And, I took it very seriously. It was one of my favorite projects that I've done. And of course D-Day that I did with my dad, which was great. But one of the reasons I loved the movie so much was that we shot it in Asia. And then the subject matter of the movie, which was so important, was, you know, a lot of it had a lot to do with like Chinese history. It also had a lot to do with American history. And World War II, which is one of my favorite subjects.
And along those lines, sort of a segue, Dad spoke about a little bit about karate to us and the advantages of karate. And did present to us an idea that that he introduced karate to yourself. Do you still aspire to do some of that? Do you have an experience that you could present to us that you would be able to pass along that it is or is not something that is worthwhile for someone, say, Angelica's age, high school and before, to try to help to develop your personality, if you will, and your body?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think martial arts can be one of the best disciplines for anybody at any age, you know, and it's just and competitively as well. It's just so great to have those goals. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, martial arts should be used for defensive purposes, you know, but in the movies, we like to strike first and strike hard. And show no mercy. But that obviously sometimes that may come about in real life. But, you know, I think it's important that you know, people practice something like that, especially, you know, martial arts, because I also think it can really boost your confidence. Like you said, you know, if you know those things, like, you know, imagine if you really knew, you know, martial arts and you felt like you really could defend yourself in any situation, you'd probably walk down the street, a little differently. And I think that's a great thing, especially for kids too, especially, you know, in the world of bullying that still is prevalent today, you know, I think it might be something that might be great. You know, all of a sudden, if you have the whoever it is, I just say like the nerdy kid or something. I'm a nerd in real life, but you know, if you have the nerdy kid who's being bullied, and all of a sudden he does like a spinning crescent kick on some bully who's got him pinned down, you're like, whoa.
Right.
Not that I'm saying that should happen, but in the sense of improving your self-confidence, like you said, I think it's a really great point. And, you know, I think it's important for anybody.
Well, also sometimes self-confidence into itself stops the bully, but also sometimes it doesn't, and you do need to defend yourself. I don't think that's a negative thing at all. I think it's totally understandable. And, Martin, I know that you, back in the day, or I don't know how recent it's been, but you did take clips from The Karate Kid and travel a bit around the country and speak about bullying. Could you pass along to us a little bit about a hint or two as to what would be your advice? And I know it's a long discussion, but as long as you can, it's sort of the best you can to describe for us, you know, what we can do about bullying as one that's either being bullied or seeing it happening.
Well, I personally don't think there's a solution to it. You know, I think bullying has existed since the days of Rome, since the ancient Greeks, since Attila the Hun.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just goes through society, goes through civilization, and there's not a lot to do about it. You can contemplate, of course, you don't want to retaliate to a bully in school because you'll both be thrown into detention. And, you know, you'll tell your mother, he'll tell his mother. And it doesn't, the resolution is meek, you know,
right.
The resolution is meek. And it's a tough game to find a solution for. I personally, you know, have a lot of feelings like John Kreese does about it. I really do. And there's some things like John Kreese that I feel strongly about, and some things, you know, I toss around about participation trophies and things like that. I toss that around a lot because, you know, do you want to give a kid just a trophy like everybody else? And he didn't do very much. He just kind of was sitting on the bench.
Right.
Or did he try to be better and he just couldn't play? You know, there's a lot of issues like that. I don't have a real sound thing on bullying because I've gone around the country with a woman named Sue Ellen Freed, and we've gone to Cincinnati, and we've gone to St. Louis, and we've been in L.A. and talked at high schools. And she's written a couple of books. Terrific lady. Sue Ellen Freed is her name. And, you know, it's a hard game to find a solution to. It really is. It takes a great deal of guidance, counselors after it happens with the parents, with the kids, and to prevent that from happening again. Because 9 in 10 times a bully who's bullying has been bullied at home. His brother bullies him. His father drinks. He's been bullied by his father. You know, there's a whole background that goes on that's the source of the problem.
Right, we could see that even developed in Cobra Kai, in your character. It just as an analogy, you know, people don't do these things in a vacuum. There's something behind it and something, you know, what would you say, motivating this behavior. And if you can get to that in a perfect world, you know, you'd take that out from under them and change the way they are. And I wonder, and I don't think it will happen, but I wonder if there's any evolution, oh, there'll be an evolution, but if there's any change upcoming, I know you can't tell us too much, but in the character of Kreese, in that, you know, I don't want to say redemption because he doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong, but do you feel that his character with these writers will take Kreese to some place where he may change any of his attitudes, or is he sort of the old dog and not going to learn any new tricks?
Well, there's nothing that you know, Jesse and I talk about this all the time. There's nothing that they're not capable of. So, as I told you in the earlier segment, when I wanted vulnerability and flashbacks, they had already conceived all that, you know, a year before we even shot it.
Right.
So, you know, they truly, to answer your question, sure, they can go and make him, you know, go into the depths of the character. And do I know anything about that? No.
Okay.
But are they capable, and will they do it to make it interesting for me to act? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, because they're very conscious of diversification. They're very conscious of wanting the actor to really have a good time, as well as making a lot of structural sense within you know, the story.
Right.
So you know.
Makes
it's,
sense.
It's one of those things.
We're going to have to take a break here for a moment, but we'll be back on Everything Old is New Again with Martin Cove, Jesse Cove, and we'll continue talking Cobra Kai and movies and more. And by the way, if you happen to get a chance, if you're listening on the internet, saying to yourself, gee, where is this show? You know what? Call your local radio station, talk radio station, and let them know that we're out there and see if you can ask them to carry Everything Old is New Again. They can refer to us, and you can as well, by checking the website, everythingoldisnewagain.biz. That's everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Everythingoldisnewagain.biz. So anyway, we'll be back right after this on everythingoldisnewagain.biz.
Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I wanna say.
Hey, Doug, it seems like we've done so many shows. What is the actual count?
We're at 214 and counting, increasing every week.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
All right, so let's say that I'm a listener, I'm a fan of the show, and I've missed the last 213 shows, right? Where can I go to hear this stuff?
It's a great question. We have a channel on YouTube. So just go to Everything Old is New Again Radio. Look that up on YouTube. Just throw it into the search engine. You will see us come up, and you will see all of those shows listed on YouTube. You can listen anytime.
Now, what if I wanted to find you somewhere else, like on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. Yeah, absolutely. Facebook also. Just go Everything Old is New Again in the search. You will find us, and we post shows all the time. In fact, every Friday at 5 Eastern Standard Time, we post an old show so you can listen to it on the way home from work.
Wow, that's cool. That's new, right?
It sure is. I would suggest you do that. Everything Old is New Again. Enjoy. And you can find us on the web at everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Everythingoldisnewagain.biz.
Hi, I'm John Billingsley. I was never a starving actor, but I do remember exulting when I found a $10 bill on the sidewalk one day. Breakfast. One in five Americans are food insecure. They wake up in the morning and they're not sure whether they're going to get enough to eat that day. And that's why I help run the Hollywood Food Coalition. We serve a hot, nutritious, five-course meal to hungry men, women, and children 7 nights a week, 365 days a year. We distribute clothing, shoes, blankets, backpacks, you name it. We help people access a huge array of other services from partner groups. Please join us by making a donation to the Hollywood Food Coalition through our website, hofoco.org, H-O-F-O-C-O.org. $3 buys a hungry person a great five-course meal. And please, consider volunteering for your local food bank, conduct a food drive, figure out what part you can play in helping to rebuild our frayed social safety net, because America works from the ground up. Thanks for listening.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani, and we're joined again this week by Martin Cove and his son Jesse Cove, talking all things Cobra Kai and more, having a grand old time and really just enjoying spending some time with father and son here. And I think it's interesting, Martin off the air said he had a question for Jesse, so Martin, take it away.
Jess, why don't you talk about just a moment about that wonderful quote. Do you remember that wonderful quote that was in that article that I read last night about the quote of the night, you know, the quote of the K-N-I-G-H-T, and how you feel about that? Because it's a noble way that I think actors should feel about themselves. Do you remember that, Jesse?
I try to remember the quote about the night. Was it about something about my, because I about my nightly thing that I have, that thing?
Yeah. Your nightly, what you feel as a knight, you feel like a medieval knight as an actor with integrity and honesty and all that. You know.
There was an interview that we did recently, and they were talking about my social media, because on the front of my social media I have like these words that basically say like, you know, faith, responsibility, and basically things are the virtues of a knight, you know, faith, kindness, justice, nobility, and courage. Those are like the virtues of what a knight is. And so we were talking about what that was about, and I just said, I resonate with those things, because I feel like, you know, if you can attain most of those or any of those in your life, or even as an actor, you can basically be a knight. So I feel like if you can do that as an actor, even, you can attain, you know, greatness.
Well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it also is, acting is so esoteric, so, you know, sort of, there's no rules. Both of you certainly know better than I do, but there's no path, no set path. You don't go to college and go to law school and pass the bar and you become an attorney, so to speak, you know. There's no set path to do it. So to make yourself strong and have this foundation along those lines and stick to your own kind of morality, if you will, or rules of behavior, certainly would have to be an advantage. Now, Jesse, do you feel that you can take that, or have you taken that attitude in what you're doing now? And what can we look for you to do in the future, possibly?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that. You know, for sure, I'd love to, you know, adopt that attitude all the time. You know, I feel like it's part of my daily life to you know, live that way. And of course, you know, there's ups and downs in the business, and you got to be, you know, you got to have the skin of a rhino and the heart of a lion to you know, do well in it. But, you know, I think that as long as you know that if you're on the path and you're just moving forward, eventually you will get, you know, what you want. It's just a matter of like perseverance, you know, because there's going to be rejection no matter what. You know, I've been dealing with it my whole life. It's just what it is, part of the business. But you do get over the hump at some point.
Right.
And so, you know, and there's, to answer your other question, yeah, I've got a lot of great projects coming out. There's one that came out recently that I love, which is called Max Reload and the Nether Blasters. That's a really, really fun one. And that's with Kevin Smith and Greg Grunberg and Lynn Shay. My dad's got a fun part in there, which is really great. It's a gaming, science fiction, gaming, action comedy.
Huh.
And then also, obviously, you already said A Christmas on the Menu, which just came out. I have another film for Lifetime called Recipe for Abduction that's coming out as well. And then a couple other projects I can't really talk about. But, you know, my dad and I have this other project that we're working on that we mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's just a lot of great stuff coming out, which is very exciting. And then I'm actually going to... I'll be in Nevada doing a romantic comedy, which will be interesting in a couple months. So a lot of good things coming up, which I'm very excited about and you know, very, feel very blessed about.
And there's quite a large amount of projects or avenues now these days with Hallmark and Lifetime and, of course, standard television movies. But there's so many opportunities. To really focus and find you might be difficult if we're just looking at, and we don't have a TV guide anymore, but looking at the TV guide, so to speak. What is your, or do you have a website that we'd be able to peek into every so often to see where you are, Jesse, and what you're doing?
Yeah, the best way to which I'm most active, my website's jessecove.net, but I'm most active, same for my dad. You know, we work on each other's social media together. We have a blast doing it. You know, we love connecting with our fans. It's just at Jesse Cove on Twitter and Instagram, and same thing for my dad. Well, he'll tell you, but you know, Twitter and Instagram for him as well, Martin Cove. So I'm most active there. You know, part of my daily life, people can check in and see what I'm up to. And you know, we love hearing from the fans, and we like to, you know, try to respond to everybody as much as we can.
That's a great idea, and we'll kind of promote that, put it on our website. I know Angelica just real quickly has a question for Martin, and then why don't we have another one for Jesse, and then we'll see where we go here.
Okay.
Mr.
Cove, in Cobra Kai, besides your favorite character, which character do you like the most and why?
You mean which of the other characters in the show?
Yes.
Well, I actually like Amanda. I think Amanda... You know, I mean, my character loves Bill. He thinks of, you know, he thinks of Johnny Lawrence as his son who's just gone astray, and he'll get him back one way or another. He never feels that he'll lose Johnny Lawrence, even though Johnny Lawrence has drifted now to Eagle Fang and Miyagi-Do.
Right.
But I like the character of Amanda, Ralph's wife, because, she is like a female warrior, just like I like the character of Tori. Tori's terrific. She's a female warrior. And John Kreese, I believe, likes the women who are courageous. who follow their discipline, follow their hearts, and stand up for their values. Tori stands up for her values. She has a rough time because she has to do everything herself. Amanda stands up for her family and stands up for her husband and is not afraid of John Kreese, which, as we saw, she slapped me in the face in my dojo.
Right.
And, you know, to me, that's a very courageous woman. That's the kind of character I'd like to have on my side when I come out of the trenches, you know, lock and loaded, you know? And like my son, he's one of the few people I'd like to have on my side when I come out of the trenches, you know? So those are the characters to me. And as far as guest stars, you know, come in, I mean, it's not because my son did a great job, because he's my son. He just locked into that role. I don't know where he pulled it from or what he did, but he gets all kinds of messages from, you know, Netflix and just telling him what a wonderful job he did. And it's exciting because he's not Kreese. He's the guy people think was Kreese, and he's the guy who looks like your everyday quarterback, and he's a beast.
Right, exactly.
He's like, you know, so it's like, you know, guest stars is his role, and Amanda and Tori are probably my favorites. You know, Johnny Lawrence and I have a whole different history, so he comes under that character too, because it's always so much. I call Billy Zabka the king of irreverence. Johnny Lawrence is the king of irreverence, you know.
And that's what's great about the Cobra Kai experience too, is that now with all these, you know, different you know, seasons that we have, and all the different ability to look into these characters, they've developed them so well, and they're not just two dimensional. Like you say, with Amanda slapping you, it's funny because Kreese then says, as you know, "I like that." And he does say that a few times about people that are not necessarily on his team, but he likes their spunk. It seems to me, if he likes their spunk, if he likes what they're made of, even though he doesn't like what they stand for or what they're saying to him, he likes that they're able to stand up to him. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
Unquestionably. It's the spirit.
Right.
You know, it's the spirit.
We're going to have to take a break here for a moment one more time with Jesse and Martin Cove. We're talking, Cobra Kai is the show of the year, isn't it, at this point in time? And we've got to kind of, if you haven't seen it, get involved. If you like The Karate Kid, you'll love this basically continuing story 20, 30 years later after the end of the last Cobra Kai movie. It's really great stuff. And listen, listening to Everything Old Is New Again, we could use a like or a subscribe or something of that nature, anything on our social media. You've got a Facebook page, Everything Old Is New Again, radio show. Please join us on that. You've also got every podcast location in the planet. We're on all of those. Again, Everything Old Is New Again, radio station. So if you look those up, and maybe you can take a look and listen to all of our previous shows. There's probably about 400 of them now. So that's that. But the best way, of course, to hear our show is right here on your radio dial, if you will. Appointment Radio, we hope. We hope you remember and listen every week. Remember where we are and when we are. And please feel free to communicate with your local radio station and let them know either that you like to hear the show or that you do like enjoying the show if they are carrying the show. We certainly could use that help. All right, listen. We'll be back right after this. Everything Old Is New Again.
This is Everything Old Is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
What are you looking at, loser?
Sorry. He's the one whose mom killed herself.
Explains why he's such a freak.
Stop that.
Can it, Betsy? A freak is a freak. If you love him so much, start a circus.
Kreese! The tables are not going to bust themselves. Get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Life isn't always fair. Sometimes the world can be cruel. And that's
that's why you have to learn to be cruel yourself.
Ah, isn't that interesting? Words of wisdom or not? That's a scene from this season's Cobra Kai with Martin Cove and his son, Jesse Cove. We've got them both here on the show right here, right now, and everything old's new again.
Now, Jesse, there's, you know, talk about the spirit and talk about your dad's tremendous experience with so much that he's done. And so when he, I'm sure, approaches a part, he has some, you know, history, a catalog of ways to be angry and to be happy and whatever. When you're a young actor and maybe you haven't experienced a particular situation that they're putting you into, maybe like you say, you've never been a bully before, or you never were in war in the other movie you're speaking of, mentioned about previously, how do you act that way? How do you present a character doing something that you've never experienced yourself, if that makes sense?
Of course, of course. I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, Russell Crowe said it once. He said, like, it's a privilege to do research, you know. And so basically, I think it's important that, you know, obviously, I've seen this firsthand with my father, is, you know, doing the research on characters and time periods and people that you're working with, you know. When I did my war movie, I can't tell you how much research I did, you know, about World War II and, you know, what these men were like and what they ate and what they drank and what they smoked and how they, you know, talked and, you know, do it. You basically, you do so much research and you find all this, like, you know, like a historian, you eventually are able to just, you know, create this world for these characters that you can live in, and you become very comfortable in that world that you've created, just much like, you know, my dad is created for John Kreese. You know, you can pretty much throw anything at John Kreese because my dad's so comfortable playing that character that he, you know, he knows him backwards and forwards. So it's also just about creating, you know, comfortability, and the more you know about your character and your dialogue, the more free you are to be the character.
But that must be harder to do, and I don't want to keep you too long. I apologize for taking so much of your time, and thank you so much for your time.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Great, because it's so interesting to hear. Like, think about this. You came on board a set of a project that had three movies previously, four, the fourth one they don't really count, but okay, even four movies previously, and, of course, two and almost a half seasons behind it on television, and they're asking you to create a character that, in your mind, and I'm sure they would like this character to be memorable. And meanwhile, you're acting against people who have already had all of this screen time to develop their characters. Even though it was a young Kreese, we knew Kreese, kind of, you know? So that sort of was maybe, I don't know, easier for that actor to ferment. But for you to create a character, that bully, and do it in such a way that people remember it just by saying the bully on Cobra Kai, people know maybe, you know, in their mind right away what you were wearing and sitting at the table in the diner and so forth, that's a special talent and skill. And I have to say that, to me, to be able to have done that and created a character up against other characters, what did you bring? I mean, that had to be, in some ways, maybe you don't think of it this way, but wow, I got to try to be as outstanding in this project as everybody else, and they're only giving me, you know, 10 minutes to do it. How did you do that, and how did you approach that, if that kind of resonates with you?
Yeah, a great question. You know, it really, the writers did such a great job with this character, so, you know, I didn't have to, like, you know, try to do more than was expected of me. It was all on the page, and I was just able to do that. And I think that the, you know, the character was memorable on its own. And obviously, I hope what I did was memorable to people. But, you know, obviously, everyone there had time to, you know, had been on the show for a while. But, you know, I you know, it's something that I've been a part of, you know, essentially my whole life. So for me, it was kind of like just stepping into these shoes that I were very familiar with.
Right. Although you hadn't been a bully before, you had experienced that, seen it, Dad had done lectures about it, so it's something you had in your catalog, so to speak, to dig into and pull out. And you did it beautifully, and I really appreciate it.
I'd like to think that all the work I've done as an actor and or studied paid off somewhat in my work that came to on the set.
Exactly. But it's nice to get the, what would you say, the gratification of the audience feedback, because, you know, you're not doing a play there, and there's no, I'm sure people clapped at the end and so forth, and you did a great job and so forth. But it wasn't like you were on stage, yeah. right? You didn't get the instant feedback. So to get it back here on this show, and I'm sure other locations, it has to be somewhat rewarding.
Oh, it's incredibly humbling. I mean, I couldn't be, the amount of love that's come out from the support from the fans has been incredible, and again, extremely humbling.
Well, let's hope that in some ways this show brings some light, flashlight, if you will, into the corner here and illuminates what you're doing, Jesse, because we're really enjoying it, and we do what we can, but we're a small part. But I think that your next project and project of that is going to be bigger and better and have some real gravitas, I could tell. And I just love the idea that you got involved with Lifetime doing the Christmas movies. I know Hallmark is doing all of that as well. You know, that's just it's just another avenue to see what you're doing. So we'll keep a track and look for you at Jesse Cove on Twitter and see what's happening to follow you. And Martin, we thank you so much for being on the show. Both of you, it's been a terrific experience for us.
Well, I'm glad. It's always fun to, you know, talk intelligently about cinema and be with my son. And I'm glad you appreciate, you know, Cobra Kai. I mean, it's a really good show. Really good show.
It's terrific, and we really look forward to the Western. I only want to go on the record as saying, if for some reason, somehow, you both take me up on the presentation of doing the Cowboys, you could maybe have me in there as the cook, because that was a great role, too. So just kidding around. But the idea is I'm looking forward to the Western coming back.
Well, how do you cook? Do you want to make Italian food on the range?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I can. I'm a great barbecue guy. I could barbecue with the best of them, that's for sure. Angelica, can you attest? Angelica, let's just see if she tells the truth here. Can you attest to the fact that Dad's a good cook?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
There we go. Okay, and she looked me right in the eye, so she told the truth there, I can tell you.
All right, great.
All right, listen, thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank
nice
you.
To have
it's been
you.
A pleasure.
It's been
Thanks.
A pleasure. Absolutely. Let me just say this. Anytime you would like to come back, feel free to be in touch. We'll be happy to have you back, either or both of you. It's been a pleasure. Good luck with both of you, with your careers and your projects, and we'll see you around the corner on Everything Old is New Again.
I think there's one last thing.
Yes.
Dad always liked to sign off with. He wanted to say something.
Absolutely.
Say that again?
Dad? I said, there's always one thing that you'd like to sign off with.
Oh, yes. Under any circumstances, remember one thing. Above and beyond anything I've said this afternoon, sweep the leg.
There we go. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Listen, have a great day. We're looking forward to season 4, and we're also looking forward to Jesse. We're going to find out the next thing that you're involved with, and just going to have some fun watching the career, and we'll double back and have some fun with and thank Jesse Cove, Martin Cove. Everything Old is New Again.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
It easy.
Thank Bye-bye. You, guys. All right.
Bye.
Terrific. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Take care. That was good, huh, Joe?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, so we had a great time with Martin Cove, Jesse Cove. What do you think?
I thought it was great. I had a lot of fun.
You had a good time. We got 2 shows out of that. Some good experience, good discussion about acting and about bullying and about, you know, different things and about Cobra Kai. You think everybody, your friends are going to be excited?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be begging, like, to, like talk to me about it and, like, stuff like that. But also, I had no idea that... Mr. Cove was in the Goldbergs. I love the Goldbergs.
Yes.
I love the Goldbergs.
You're going to have to watch that episode.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I guess there's more episodes I got to watch because I haven't seen them yet.
Exactly. All right, little girl, I will see you next in a couple of minutes upstairs. But in the meantime, I'll see you on the radio next time you come on by.
All right.
Have
bye.
Fun. Love you. Bye. Well, that slams the lid on it, so to speak, on our show today. And for our last 2 shows, Martin Cove and Jesse Cove, we've had a terrific time. Thank you very much for appearing here. And listen, everyone that's interested in Cobra Kai, get involved with that on Netflix.
get involved with Everything Old Is New Again at your local radio station, talk radio station, podcasts. Thereafter, we run the old shows on the podcasts everywhere and anywhere and everywhere there are podcasts. But anyway, come on back next week, same time, same station, for more pop culture entertainment on Everything Old Is New Again.
Well, this is Karen Allen from Raiders of the Lost Ark and Zarman, and I'm here to tell you about my wonderful store and website, KarenAllenFiberArts.com. It's KarenAllen-FiberArts.com. I carry all kinds of really unique gifts and women's clothing, lines from all over the world, from small studios that are things you won't see anywhere else. And if you're looking for a gift or something for yourself, please get in touch with us. We would love to help you find that special thing.
That's KarenAllen-FiberArts.com. You've been listening to Everything Old Is New Again, America's pop culture entertainment talk show. Find us on the web at everythingoldisnewagain.biz. That's .biz.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.